Thank you. I thank the Lord today to be with you again and to be able to preach the gospel of peace. I mean, it brought peace to my life. It brought joy. It brought hope when it was presented to me through the gospel, through the preaching of God's word. I mean, it brought some hope into my life. It gave me a little bit of light to see what I needed to do to find true peace and happiness. And after a while, I finally brought my broken heart and contrite spirit to the Lord Jesus and begged his mercy and repented of my sins and my evil heart of unbelief. And he took out that old heart of unbelief and he put in a heart of flesh to love him with. I have a new nature on the inside. I'm a totally different person on the inside than I used to be. I mean, I used to just run in sin and I would enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, just like everybody else does. The Bible says that we're all born in sin. We've all been shapen in iniquity. And in sin, our mothers conceive us. I mean, there's nobody on this earth that wasn't born in sin. We have a fleshly birth to get here. And so anything that's of the flesh is sin. And I'm thankful to know that there is a sin covering today. There is a sin covering for you, and it's blood. And it's not just any blood that we have or any blood that we see. This is talking about a supernatural blood that was shed on the cross of Calvary for sinners. And that's when the Lord Jesus gave his life freely to die for us, not just for the sins of the people in that day, but for the sins of the entire world, from everybody from that moment on until the end of time on this earth. He died for the sins of the world. And that means that everybody has a chance and an opportunity to be saved and born again. There's plenty of blood to go around. His power in his precious blood. And I'm thankful to know that. He'll deliver you from any sin that you're bound up in. I mean, I was bound up in sin before I got saved. There were things that I tried to let go of because I knew they were wrong. But there were some things in my life that had a hold on me that I could not turn loose within myself. I mean, I tried to quit them. I tried to quit doing these different types of things. But I could not do it on my own. It had me bound up. But the only thing that ridded me of those sins was when I came to the Lord Jesus. I mean, I came to him begging for mercy. Not that he would just help me with my sin. I mean, I came to him needing help. And I came to him needing a savior. Not just to get me out of a fix or not just to get me out of some trouble I was in. I mean, I came to him because I knew I was on my way to hell in the condition I was in. I knew I was going to go to hell if I died in that state, and I was afraid to die. I was afraid somebody was going to kill me. I would wake up, and I would go to school, or I'd go to work. Wherever I was going, I was always looking over my shoulder because I didn't want somebody to sneak up behind me and stab me or shoot me because I know I'd go to hell. And I'm glad that I had that fear. I'm glad that God put that there because I needed that. That was his way of breaking down this old stubborn heart I had and this old stubborn mind I had. I mean, he had to break me down in a hard way, and that's just the way I was. I mean, I was stubborn. I was rebellious. I had heard the word of God for many years, and I ran from it. And I'm thankful that somebody was patient enough with me to continue to preach to me, and church was compassionate enough to pray for me and to continue to pray for me. No matter how rebellious I was, no matter how lost I was, they continued to pray. And I'm thankful for the people that pray, thankful that somebody is concerned and compassionate enough to take people to prayer. And that's how I try to be. I mean, everybody that I come in contact with, I try to be compassionate and look at them through the eyes of the Lord Jesus Christ, how he loved and he looked out upon the multitudes and said that they looked like they were sheep without a shepherd, because they were. I mean, they were scattered abroad, and that's how the world is today. We're just all scattered abroad, and there's nobody really preaching the gospel today. I mean, there's people that are standing behind these pulpits, and the Bible calls them greedy dogs. The Bible calls them watchmen that are blind, they're ignorant, and they're dumb dogs that cannot bark. I mean, that's exactly this generation today. These generations of so-called ministers and pastors and whoever they may be, they're dumb dogs that can't bark. That means they can't warn people about the wrath to come because they don't know themselves. I mean, they're not saved. They're not born again. They're not called to preach. They're nothing. They're about as useless as they can be. They're really dooming people, but they're not giving people any real hope. And that's what this world is lacking today. You see people left and right that are just wandering aimlessly. They're groping against the wall and staggering like a drunk man, just like the Bible describes them. That's exactly how I was. I don't look down on those people because I once was in that state, because I didn't have any direction. There was no light in my life until the Lord Jesus came into my heart, and then He is the light. The Bible says that He's a light, and His word is a lamp and a light unto my path. You see, this word of God is precious and pure. And this word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. It's two-edged because it's good for the sinner and it's good for the saint. If you're not saved, this Bible will cut you apart and it'll show you exactly how to be saved. And if you're a born-again Christian, it'll show you exactly how to live. It's that two-edged sword that teaches us and guides us and directs us. And I'm glad that I have this precious word of God, and it's for everybody. Jesus didn't just die for a select few. He died for the sins of the entire world. He's no respecter of persons. And I love Him today. And I want you to have that same relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ that I have, because that's the only way to get into heaven. I'm nothing special. There's nothing good about me except Him. I'll never get on this radio station and preach some denomination or come on here and preach myself. I'm only preaching the Lord Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And that's the only thing to preach, by the way. There's no other doctrine to preach. Bible says, and Paul wrote in the book of Galatians, he talked about, if there's anybody else, even an angel, that comes and preaches anything contrary to the doctrine that I've given you, let him be accursed. So there's no other doctrine to preach except for the Lord Jesus Christ and Him crucified, His death, burial, and His resurrection, how He brought victory to us and brought victory in my life. That's the only thing I can preach. That's the only thing I will preach. God being my helper, I want to preach by His Spirit. I want Him to use me, because I know it can help somebody. I know what it did for me. It was wonderful and precious. When I finally received it, it answered every problem that I ever had, and it solved everything in my life. I mean, when the Lord Jesus came into my heart, the Bible said that if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things pass away, all things become new. I mean, that fit my life to a T. As soon as it happened, that's exactly what I remembered. I mean, I thought about it. The old things passed away. That old sin that had me bound up, had bound me up no longer. It's like those chains were broken off of me on the inside. And I had a new walk and a new talk and a new vocabulary, a new life. I mean, on the inside, I knew what I wanted to do. I wanted to serve the Lord. I wanted to get my Bible and start to read and study. I wanted to go help people. I wanted to tell others about how I just got saved and how Jesus has come into my heart and I'm a new creature and how they can do the same for them. I mean, everything about me changed on the inside. I mean, I was totally different. I had a totally new walk, a totally new outlook. I mean, I look forward to every day I wake up. I can't wait to get up and just go to prayer and go to work. And I try to go to be a good steward over what God has given me. And I don't deserve any of it, but I want to be faithful in everything that He does for me and everything that He commits to my trust. It is my obligation and duty to do exactly what He wants me to do with it, because time is short. I mean, I want to be on this station. I want to preach the gospel to you, because time is so short. Jesus could come back any time and He'd be right on time. No man knows the day nor the hour, but you can read your Bible and you can look at this world and see that Jesus is nearing His return to rapture out His children, to rapture out all the saints that have been called out to Him out of a broken heart and a contrite spirit, those that have been saved and born again. He's coming back for us. But if you're not saved, He wants to save you. The Bible says the wicked are like the troubled sea, and it cannot rest. I mean, I just think about that scripture, how that used to be me. I mean, yeah, I'd go to sleep and I'd go to bed, but I couldn't truly rest. I mean, I couldn't truly get any peace, is what it's talking about. You look at a troubled sea, watch the waves. I mean, it continuously moves over and over and over. And that's exactly how my heart was before I got saved. All the time I was just thinking and wondering and worrying and back and forth. I mean, I couldn't rest. I was like that troubled sea. But He spoke peace to my heart, just like He did in the New Testament, when He calmed the waves of those, and those disciples looked around at each other and said, "What manner of man is this that even the waves obey Him?" But they do, and they obeyed, and they, He spoke peace to my heart, and that peace just brought all the victory into my life, and I was no longer like the troubled sea. He calmed those muddy waters in my life, and He calmed my troubled soul. And if you're troubled today, I promise He'll do the same for you. All you have to do is come to Him just like you are. He doesn't need anything special from you. He doesn't need any flowery prayer. I didn't know how to pray before I got saved. I sure didn't. I mean, I didn't even know how to approach God. I wanted to sound a little smart. I wanted to know what I was trying to say, but I couldn't come to Him that way. I just came to Him just like I was, and He knew already what I needed. He knew already that I needed help, and He knows exactly what you need. He knows what you're trying to say before you say it. He knows our hearts. He knows our downsetting, our uprising. He understands our thoughts afar off, and so He knows exactly what you need and exactly what you want. All you got to do is ask Him for it. I mean, it's simple. Being saved and born again is so simple that the devil just complicates everything, and he makes it seem so difficult. But the simplicity of the gospel is what the Bible calls it, and that's what we'll go by. The Bible says it's the simplicity of the gospel. It's so simple to be saved and born again. All you have to do is this, is just believe on Jesus Christ with all of your heart, out of a broken heart and a contrite spirit. Repent of your sins, and I promise He will save you. That's what I did. All my life I believed that Jesus was real. All my life I believed that there was a God, but that wasn't good enough. I believed in my mind. See, that's what the problem was. It's good to believe in the Lord Jesus. It's good to believe there's a God. But it takes more than that. You must believe from your heart. The Bible says, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. You see, the only way you could be made righteous is to believe from the heart that Jesus died for your sins and that He rose from the dead, and that He shed His precious blood for you. And you got to realize that you're a sinner. You got to realize that you need to repent of your sin. You repent of that evil heart of unbelief. Give all those things up. Give all your ambitions up. Everything that you want to obtain in this life, just forget about it. If you don't obtain salvation, if you don't get saved and born again, you can forget all those things. They're going to go up in smoke, and you'll go up in smoke too, figuratively speaking. You'll be in a burning hell forever and ever and ever, and there'll be no rest for you, day nor night. You'll be like that troubled sea for the rest of eternity, and our minds can't comprehend that, and most people will scoff at that because they're like, no, we'll just cease to exist, and they'll convince themselves in their minds that that won't be the case, but I promise you it will be, because this Bible says it will, and I can always count on this Word of God. I can always count on what it says, and when it says that there'll be no rest day nor night, and there's a torment and flame, then I'll just believe exactly what it says. And if you don't, that's your loss. That is your problem, because 2 seconds after you die, you'll lift up your eyes and you'll remember exactly what I said. You'll remember what the Word of God said, and you'll have no choice but to confess, but it'll be too late. You'll never make it into heaven with that attitude or with those thoughts, but you can just come to Him just like you are. Come to Him humbly, and I promise He'll lift you up. That's what the Bible says. And I'm thankful to know Him today. I love Him, and I love you. I don't see you, but I love everybody, and I thank you for listening. In Jesus' precious name, amen.